Seeing the grain market with a decent amount of green on the screen as we headed into the weekend on Friday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors. And Sean, taking a look at the grains and oilseeds first, broad-based green on the screen to wrap up the week here. A solid way to end what really was another volatile week across the trade, right, Sean?
Absolutely. And I really feel that once Trump delayed these very extreme tariff risks other than China, the market really started to turn around. And what I think is happening is that everyone who needs to buy grain from the U.S., who was staring at the potential for a major trade war and maybe not having access to U.S. supplies, are feeling they got 90 days to get their physical needs taken care of before he may go about doing it all over again. And so I think that we're going to see some front-end loaded demand here for U.S. grain as a safety precaution and a risk management precaution for those that just a few days ago thought they might be in a tough spot. So short-term, that's a good thing for better prices, and maybe it'll offer some good opportunities for producers to get prices that make sense to get some cash sales on the books.
Well, thinking about risk management, I look at that soybean complex in particular that was so beat up with all the tariffs. And obviously, there's the concerns about the China escalations between the U.S. and China. But getting soybeans back above 10 on the board a couple good days in a row, I know that market still is maybe looking a little bit bearish. But Sean, at least a good end of the week in that soy complex.
Very good end of the week. You look at the USDA balance sheet. Kind of snug. We're going to plant a lot less acres. We're hearing talk about increasing the mandate potentially for renewable diesel from the 3 billion gallon area to the 5 billion gallon area, which, as you know, has been a missing ingredient for that domestic demand that everybody thought was going to be there. You throw all those three things in the mix. A little weather problem potentially for some cold weather later on here in the spring. You have a recipe for a great short covering rally, which I think looks to be underway now.
Has the corn market found some value in this window? Because with all the tariff noise and everything else that's been going on here, Sean, corn really hasn't reacted to the downside or the upside very much. It's kind of held steady, it feels like to me.
Well, when you think about it, the U.S. and the world corn balance sheet are very, very tight. The second crop corn in Brazil is going to be subpar. It's not going to do anything to really change that. You look at the USDA, sub 1.5 billion bushel carryout. Potential for just some delayed planting here in the eastern grain belt with all that rain. Potential for frost here in May to create some issues. There's just not a lot of corn out there. And then we have this this tariff war situation sort of ebbing for now. And so I just think anyone looking at that balance sheet is going to say to themselves, look at the September and the December corn outperforming the old crop corn. That's telling you that the market is looking at value in the corn market by bidding up the deferred prices over the nearby. I think that's really, really good price action based upon demand going further out on the curve.
Well, across the grain, Sean, we've talked about this before. I feel that now we've gotten past some of these USDA reports and excluding all the headline news risk that's going to ebb and flow, these grain markets, it's got to come back to weather as the main driver at this point, right?
Absolutely. I think we are now through the gauntlet here and we're back to what we should be worried about or focused on, which is weather. And what we do know already is that the East has been extremely wet, 1 in 50-year rains in many of the Ohio Delta areas already, extremely dry conditions in the West. And our work, as you know, Jesse, is that we're looking at some very higher order risks for frost as we move into May, which obviously could do not only a lot of damage to winter wheat, but also could do a lot of damage to corn acres and soybean acres that were planted early, and all of that would say that we could be getting off to a very, unideal start at a time that the balance sheet says, we need to get off to a good start. And all this means that we need to put some weather premium back on the markets heading into May, and that looks to be like what we're starting to do here.
How about in the livestock sector, a solid end of the week in the cattle trade? Hogs were a little more mixed. Curious your thoughts, cattle, hogs, and the dairy trade as we headed to the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the livestock sector was worried about demand, the economy, if these tariffs were to escalate. So some of that has been softened here. And then when you look at all the moving pieces of who's going to buy the cattle, who's going to, you know, buy the dairy, I just think all this noise, it kind of subsided. And when you really look at what's going on, dairy market's tight, cattle market's tight. Even though the hog market is not tight, it certainly isn't so oversupplied to justify prices this far below the cost production. I just think the market is looking better going into the spring. Demand part of the season kicking in for the spring and the summer grilling season. It just looks like a good time for short covering going into the spring with a better outlook on demand.
Sean, any final thoughts you'd want to mention for folks or reiterate or any other markets you are tracking heading into the weekend?
Keep following the U.S. dollar. It's been a big, big forecast for us that we would see a significant weaker dollar on this tariff situation, which many thought would be bullish the dollar, but the dollar has been caving in, now trading under 100 for the first time in a while. Longer term, a weaker dollar creates inflationary tailwinds for commodities priced in U.S. dollars. That is going to be with us and probably will start to impact our markets more forcefully to the upside as we move into the summer and the fall. Keep an eye on that dollar. We think that dollar trend going down is something the market's going to pay a lot more attention to as the year goes out.
Sean, if folks want to have a conversation with you at Hackett Financial Advisors, how can they reach you?
Our website is Hackett, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, advisors.com. We also have a Twitter page, at Faradix11, where they can check us out and see what our thoughts are.
Fantastic. Sean Hackett, Hackett Financial Advisors, thanks for joining us, and we'll wish you a great weekend. Appreciate it.
You too, Jesse. Thanks.
Once again, that's Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors. For the American Ag Network, I'm Jesse Allen.